This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You see me shooting it in a video that came from AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Today was day two. I went out and wore the alien gear, got to meet one of the ninjas out there in the wild, James Simpson. He's a drone pilot, and I was picking his brain about flying a drone. Had coffee and everything, carried my Glock 19 quite well. I'm a believer. And at the same time, with all of that warranty, I just don't see this thing tearing up. But it's there if you want it. So, I mean, once you buy one, as long as you never change guns, you never have to buy. That's like, I need to have a chat with them about that. AlienGearHolsters.com. Day two was a resounding success of carrying with that piece. Film producer Katie Couric and her director, best buddy pal, Stephanie Sustig, put out this documentary called Under the Gun, and they edited it in a certain way to make a gun rights group in Virginia look as if they couldn't answer a simple question. And now they're being sued for $12 million in a defamation lawsuit. Coming from the Virginia Citizens Defense League, along with two of its members, they filed a $12 million defamation lawsuit against Katie Couric, director Stephanie Sustig, Atlas Films, and Studio 3 Partners LLC, doing business as Epics, for false and defamatory footage featured in the 2016 documentary Under the Gun. It portrays a fictional exchange in which members of the VCDL appear silent, stumped, and avoiding eye contact for nearly 9 seconds after Katie Couric asked a question about background checks. An unedited audio recording of the interview reveals that, contrary to the portrayal in the film, the VCDL members had immediately been responding to Couric's question. In the filing, the VCDL, Donald L. Hawes, Esquire, and Patricia Webb allege that the filmmakers knowingly and maliciously manufactured the fictional exchange by splicing footage that the filmmakers took surreptitiously after telling the interviewees to be silent for 10 seconds so the recording equipment could be calibrated. Newbies. Have you ever seen, like, when you're recording video, if you're going to record audio separately, this is why people clap or have the clapper. That one spike in the waveform is the correlation point. And then you either line those up, or there's actually software out there right now in the most basic rudimentary of film editing or video editing software where you just say synchronize it, and it does it without you even having to worry about lining up the peaks. But I digress. VCDL said they were horrified to see how Couric and her team manipulated us, and the video footage made us look like fools who didn't stand up for the Second Amendment, said Mr. Philip Van Cleve, the president of the VCDL. We want to set the record straight and hold them accountable for what they've done. You shouldn't intentionally misrepresent someone's views just because you disagree with them. The lawsuit, which was filed in federal court, seeks $12 million in compensatory damages plus punitive damages. The VCDL, Mr. Hawes, and Ms. Webb are represented by Tom Clare, Libby Locke, and Megan Meyer, Clark Locke LLP, a boutique law firm specializing in defamation litigation. Now, typically, when you get out there and perpetrate fraud of this magnitude, that's career ending. But, I mean, Katie Couric is like the anchor at Yahoo News, which I don't even know if Yahoo News even exists today. So I don't know about that. But this should be one of those things where their credibility is shattered, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they never had any to begin with. What is not yet known is if Couric and Sustig and one of their producers will face federal gun crimes because they did some other things besides the filming and the misrepresentation of the filming. Sustig has now twice confessed on video and in writing to committing federal felony crimes that should lead to criminal charges against at least her and the Colorado producer, who's believed to be somebody named Cal, along with any under the gun staff producers who took part in the conspiracy to make these clearly illegal interstate sales that they were pushing around and filming. ATF's Phoenix Special Agent in Charge Thomas Atterbury and Assistant Special Agent in Charge Mickey D. Leadingham have little recourse other than to start an investigation into the confessed crimes. Realistically, nothing's going to happen to them. They're not going to spend any time behind bars. Among other things, the complaint alleges that the defendants manipulated the footage in service of an agenda. They wanted to establish that there is no basis for opposing universal background checks by fooling viewers into believing that even a panel of pro-Second Amendments could not provide one. Interesting way they did this was they took the pro-Second Amendment people and dimmed the lights and then did targeted lighting on them, whereas with the anti-gun advocates it was a nice well-lit room and they weren't like peering out of the gloom or, you know, some evil malicious entity. And so the suit alleges defamation and defamation by implication. So we'll see where this goes. They seek not less than $12 million in compensatory damages, $350,000 each in punitive damages, attorney's fees and costs, and an injunction against disseminating, distributing, or publishing any version of the film containing the plaintiffs. It remains to be seen if the ATF will conduct a criminal investigation. God knows they should. They, you know, that's what they should be doing. Into the actions taken by the producers of the film, but it clearly seems to be warranted. I hope that this is allowed to go forward. Because the only way to get this kind of stuff to stop is to slap them in the wallet. Because you could, I mean, well, we could go around and start bashing in heads with ball bats, but the metric, the metric is not good. The optics are not good for that. So we need to try to retain the high ground to a certain degree and not go to that extent, if you will. But at the same time, they need to pay that. Any other time, this would be something, if the shoe were on the other foot, they'd be coming at us, you know, with cleavers. Meet cleavers. Second hour today, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. We're going to see what he's been up to because he's been on the road a lot, going out there and creating havoc wherever he goes. He, Tim Knight, and all their little gaggle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Continued Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires.
and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor and my concealed carry holster now, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring seal and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
That price is well worth the price of admission. Go check them out. AlienGearHolsters.com. I highly recommend them. Okay. We're going to go back to last week, simply because we need to put some context into what was going on. Just so you understand, because I just don't sense enough anger. This past Friday night, Baba Streisand hosted a fundraiser in New York for Pantsuit Clinton. It was largely an LGBT crowd. Ticket prices range from $1,200 to $250,000. Now, just take that into context, if you will. And think about Black Lives Matter and think about the black people dying in Chicago. The young black people disenfranchised, no families, only place to turn to. And somebody's paying $250,000 to go hang out and beam at Pantsuit while she looks at them vacuously because she has brain damage. It's worth that much to them to be in her presence. But let's not do anything for people. Okay. Streisand performed a clever version of Send in the Clowns to mock Trump, of course, you know. And, of course, she promises to move to Australia if he is elected. I think she promised to move if Bush was reelected, but she's still here. Raking in the big bucks, living large in Malibu with refrigerated closets for her furs. She is the epitome of the elite's environmental movement, sacrifices for thee, but not for me. It was at this Manhattan event that Hillary, looking tired and spent, repeated her basket of deplorables line. She had said it the day before on Israeli television, hoping no one would know about it here. So she said it here, you know. And I quote, okay? I quote Pantsuit, which always angers me to have to do it. You know, to be just grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables, right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up. He's given voice to their websites that used to only have 11,000 people. Now 11 million. He tweets and retweets their offensive, hateful, mean-spirited rhetoric. Now, some of those folks, they are irredeemable, but thankfully, they are not America. Who the hell died and made you God, lady? Now, the wealthy and privileged 1% audience, or Hillary's murder of crows, if you will. And that, by the way, is named for the folktale that says crows gather to decide the capital fate of another crow. That's what that's about. They wildly applauded. They loved the line and obviously agreed with it. They thought it was hysterical. What fun it is to make fun of the stupid people. Yeah. And it isn't just Hillary and her really swell pals who sneer with venom and utter condescension at the millions of Americans who've been left behind by the policies of the Obama administration's transformation of America. It is the whole of the Democratic Party elites, because that's their mantra. It is what makes them feel so good about themselves. So superior. They are smarter than the rest of us morons. It is the wealthy, powerful, and progressive people who have given Clinton millions and millions of dollars to win the election to continue that transformation. They mean to rid the nation of any religiosity, any standards of decency, beyond verbal political correctness to rid us of biological notions of gender, of any protection of the unborn, that, you know, that unfortunate consequence of sex. They mean to make the United States a nation of tribes, blacks and LGBT and Latinos and illegal immigrants and feminists and almost any victim group, real or imagined. Their plan, as always, is to pit them all against each other. White heterosexual people, except for those who contribute generously to the progressive agenda, are meant to be at the bottom of the heap. That would include the Trump supporters, no matter what their color or national heritage. To this bunch, if you support Trump, you are a Neanderthal. An object of well-deserved ridicule. Of this, they are certain. Here you have the George Clooneys and the Tom Steyers and the Leo DiCaprios and the Ben Afflecks and the Beyoncés and the Lena Dunhams of the world. Just want to be members of this exalted club of celebrities, so they pay. Not one of them has a core belief. They want to party with all the other famous people, so they pony up and they're rewarded with endless invitations to show up at events like that one Friday night that so loved Hori Hillary. And there's been a lot written and talked about her remarks. Her surrogates swear this will not hurt her campaign, because in their view, what she said is essentially true, and that's what her supporters believe. And they're counting on the fact there's more supporters for her than the deplorables. For millions of others who become aware of her comment, she is seen as even more imperious than they already knew. She considers herself entitled to be the queen of the minions, American citizens for whom she has contempt. This woman is a known pathological liar. With her Friday night slander, she's also revealed herself to be an empress with no clothes. Her no-holds-barred quest for the presidency at this point is pathetic in its naked attempt to become a tyrant who intends to rule over her lesser being subjects for their own good, for your own good. Now, her questionable health considerations aside, let us all coalesce and hope that a parliament of owls flies in over this murder of crows and does what owls do best when they see a prey bird beneath their gaze. Because that's what it's going to take. Never going to go away. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com and welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
I know a lot of guys that have, I mean, people I mean, JT, Raven wears them. Kakarot uses them. I mean, lots of people use them. I've never used them until I got one yesterday or started using it yesterday. And I don't know why. I should have had one of these forever. Doesn't matter whatever you do with it. Once you've bought it, it's warranted for the rest of its life. And I don't think you're going to need the warranty that much. It is very well constructed, very comfortable. AlienGearHolsters.com. Up around a small tourist town of coastal Maine, the delicate yachting aficionados are getting the vapors. And they've started fainting because local resident Link Sample dared to stand up for our right to bear arms by putting a sign in his yard challenging gun control fetishists' obsession with the AR-15 style rifle. Coming from one of the local newspapers, we get this pro-gun protest sign that stole a slogan from a civil rights activist group is drawing complaints from tourists visiting the tiny Maine town. Link Sample proudly erected a Black Rifles Matter sign on his property in Booth Bay Harbor to speak out against calls to ban assault rifles. The riff on the Black Lives Matter movement, which protests police brutality and especially police shootings against black people, was deliberate, he told NENC. They're being targeted because of their appearance. Fair enough. So is my rifle. If anything, they should be flattered I use the phrase. Amusingly, while the town is aware that some of the, shall we say, special gun control supporting tourists hate Mr. Sample's sign and left town in a huff as a result of it, they stand 100% behind his right to use his First Amendment right to display his support for our Second Amendment right, and they're not asking him to take his sign down. The thing is, he says that he's going to take his Black Guns Matter sign down soon. And he says that he has an even better sign going up in its place in Booth Bay Harbor, Maine. I saw that and I just made me laugh out loud. Now back to Pantsuit, because she's like the gift that keeps on giving. Something hideous. You know, there's something hideous going on right now. And the word is used advisedly about the Hillary show that we saw on Sunday. We all saw that video that starts with Hillary leaning on the stanchion and waiting for the Secret Service SUV to arrive. In most venues on the web, it's replayed first with at least two zooms and then mirror image, which has the illusion of providing additional information, although it doesn't. As the SUV arrives, she tries to shuffle forward off the stanchion, which she's been leaning. She moves, attempting a very stiff-legged shuffle, which she cannot do by herself. She's assisted by the man on her left, which is the guy that always shows up, the bald black guy. And then after one or two steps, she collapses utterly, and the man on her right coming in to hold her up on that side. If you look closely at one of the zoomed in videos, her feet, as in a cartoon, with her toes pointing backwards and the top of her feet dragging along the ground. And then, like a thunderclap, something doesn't happen. Something doesn't happen. This is a woman. There's a former first lady. She's a former senator. She's a former secretary of state. She has Secret Service protection again because she's the Democratic nominee for president. She's getting security briefings every day. She collapses and they don't go to a hospital. They don't go to an ER. I would have to presume that if Chelsea Clinton was not living in New York, they would have gotten a hotel room. And then, like a second thunderclap, Pantsuit reappears, perky and smiling and waving to the crowd like Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music. All that was missing was, you know, some spins and some panoramic views. This reappearance gave the episode something of the character of a horror movie. One that we're now living in along with Pantsuit, rather than watching as entertainment with the horror taking place somewhere else. What happened there? Is she essentially on death's door inside, but able to have the appearance of being alive on the outside by virtue of drugs that she must have continuously? There's really no other explanation. That's what it takes. That's what makes it so disorienting. She has dragged us into a horror movie with her. I've had pneumonia. I mean, there was a time where for like 5 years I had pneumonia once a year. I don't believe the diagnosis of pneumonia on Friday. I guess it's possible, but Dr. Ted Noel in his convincing video says that Hillary has Parkinson's disease and mentions pneumonia as a part of the progress of Parkinson's. We put that conjecture on the web before Sunday's episode. The point is that it's very unlikely that Hillary was first diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday, given that she was campaigning that day in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And then when she's outside Chelsea's apartment, a young girl sent through the Secret Service cordon to humanize her. Everything is staged for her. Nothing is ever just happenstance. And while the medical community is not terribly upset about it, she embraced the girl on the shoulders and presumably had just come from spending time with Chelsea's very young children in an enclosed space with pneumonia. So, like, you know, I'm not privy to non-public information, but we can draw some conclusions. Pantsuit is being kept alive, or at least physically presentable, by some medication that wore off Sunday. She was wearing blue sunglasses on both Sunday appearances. Equipment and inquiry on the web would tell you it's used to control brain stimulation from certain wavelengths of light, not just to, you know, and life as well. And it's all very disorienting. We're at the climax of the movie here with each public appearance of apparent normality. We're on the edge of our seats wondering whether the facade will crumble, revealing the hideous result of whatever is ailing Pantsuit underneath all of this. Where do we hide the kids? I've also heard, I saw this today, apparently there's talk that Chelsea's address is the same address as some convalescent hospital, which I don't know how that works. I saw that in passing, had some emails about it, and I find that interesting too. I've had pneumonia a bunch of times, and I felt bad, but I never vapor lock like that, and I just find that very hard to believe, having pneumonia, that you bounce back and say, oh, let's go have Haagen-Dazs now. You know, that just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. Welcome to the horror show. Starring us, I guess. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
The ad was a little low as far as the volume, but I'm doing nothing different. All right, I'm being asked to remind everyone about a South Carolina gun control meeting in Greenville at 301 University Ridge, Greenville. As many people as possible should go there. We need to show the low country senators that new laws will not change anything. It won't show them anything, though, Pickens, because they really believe what they believe. They think what they're pushing for is they want a 28-day waiting period because of the Charleston loophole, which is actually federal law. I wish I could go to that. I won't be able to go to that. Because I would simply look at them and say, guys, if you were to pass this, which I, you know, there's no snowball's chance in hell you're going to, right? I would advocate that everybody gets a concealed carry permit at that point, and then nobody in South Carolina has to go through a background check. Do you understand that that's already in place? Is that something you want to look at too? Just letting you know. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Second day carrying mine. Every day I'm going to be inside the waistband, that's what's going to be carrying it. Check them out. Police officer in West Virginia has been fired by his department for refusing to shoot a man holding a handgun during a domestic violence call in May. The man was shot and killed by another officer moments later. This officer should have shot this guy. Okay? Any other officer would shoot this guy. What happened was this. After responding to a report of a domestic incident on May 6th in Weirton, West Virginia, then Weirton police officer Stephen Mader found himself confronting an armed man. Immediately, as it is said, the training he had undergone as a Marine to look at the whole person in deciding if someone was a terrorist, as well as his situational police academy training, kicked in, and he did not shoot. He said, "I saw that he had a gun, but it was not pointed at me." All right, at this particular moment, what I'm looking at then is extraordinary restraint on his point. He noted the silver handgun was in the man's right hand, hanging at his side and pointed at the ground. The man was Ronald D. R.J. Williams, Jr., 23, of Pittsburgh. And what happened in the seconds after Mr. Mader's initial decision is still being investigated by Mr. Williams' family as well as the West Virginia Civil Liberties Union. Mr. Mader, who was standing behind Mr. Williams' car parked on the street, said he then began to use my calm voice. I told him to put down the gun, and he's like, "Just shoot me." And I told him, "I'm not going to shoot you, brother." Then he starts flicking his wrist to get me to react to it. I thought I was going to be able to talk to him and de-escalate it. I knew it was a suicide by cop situation. But just then, two other Weirton police officers arrived on the scene. Mr. Williams walked toward them waving his gun, later found to be unloaded, between them and Mr. Mader. And one of them shot Mr. Williams in the back of the head just behind his right ear, killing him. I got no problem with that. Heartless? Yeah. Cold-blooded? Yeah. I got no problem with that. It is asked that law enforcement agencies competently train their officers in such a manner that they can enforce the laws, protect society, and protect themselves while they do it. And a large part of that relies on a cop making a good judgment call based upon the totality of their training. When then-Officer Mader responded to this domestic violence call, R.J. Williams had a gun in his hand, but it was pointed down at the ground. He was not threatening anyone with the weapon, and Mader did what a lot of trainers teach people to do. He not only looked at the gun in Williams' hand, but what he was doing with the handgun and Williams' overall demeanor. However, well, we'll get to the however just a minute. Mader read Williams' body language, listened to his tone of voice, and noted he wasn't attempting to use a firearm in his hand to threaten anyone. What I will say about that is that could have changed in a second. In a second. His judgment was that Williams was not attempting to harm anyone, but was distraught and was possibly attempting suicide by a cop when he begged Mader to shoot him. And then things changed. Other officers arrived on the scene, and when they arrived, Williams changed his behavior. He advanced upon the officers, allegedly waving his gun. One of the other officers then shot and killed Williams with a shot to the head. The gun was later found to be unloaded, but in that situation, that means nothing. That doesn't mean anything. There's no way any of the officers could have known that at that time. Now, in the beginning of the incident, Mr. Mader's response showed a great awareness of the facts then known and a solid reading of the suspect's behavior. And that would be something that you would hope to find in everyone who takes on the difficult job of being in law enforcement. Now, if Mr. Mader was fired for not shooting Williams at this point during the call, then I'd argue that City Manager Travis Blosser and Weirton Police Chief Rob Alexander need to be fired, but that's not what happened here. Mader was fired because he refused to shoot at Williams when Williams more aggressively attempted to complete his goal of suicide by cop and walked towards officers while waving his handgun. De-escalating is fine if you have that luxury. There was another officer in police in Ohio who was fired last year in a similar circumstance. When his desire not to fire on a suspect aired too far in giving the suspect too much leeway to act in a dangerously aggressive manner, putting numerous officers at risk. And this was a guy named Jesse Kidder. We don't know what would have happened if those other two officers hadn't arrived. Perhaps the double murder suspect would have surrendered to Kidder, but after chasing him, what appears to be 50 yards down the road. This is the one where the cop has his guns out, and he's running backwards. And he finally trips. There comes a point in situations of potential violence that any officer has to make a decision to deploy violence in order to give himself and other officers and the public they're sworn to protect the greatest chance of survival. Officer Mader acted with great restraint and compassion during his encounter with Mr. Williams, but when Mr. Williams advanced upon the officers and began waving his weapon, the essential calculus of the situation changed. And to this day, Mr. Mader doesn't seem to grasp that fact, and is likely that is a reason he was terminated. So, it's good that another human being is a human being and doesn't want to shoot somebody. And doesn't want to shoot somebody prematurely and without good cause. But when Williams advanced upon officers and took a more aggressive tone, he then had good cause. And Mr. Mader does not seem to get that, and it's no wonder that the officers don't trust his judgment. That's the thing. You can be Gandhi, as far as I'm concerned. If you're, you know, if I'm a police officer and you're a police officer and you're doing things that are really dangerous, trying to be compassionate, there is a point where that compassion becomes really dangerous. Really dangerous. And if you're not going to do the deed, police officers aren't going to work with you. It's not the easiest. It's not meant for everybody. It's not meant for everybody. I don't know if I could do it. I mean, I know people that do it. I like to think that I might be of that same mindset and everything, but I don't know because I've never been in that situation. So, Mr. Mader had to go. Hour number two coming up, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.